Or let me read some verses in Matthew 12 tonight. Matthew 12, down here at about verse 38. Matthew 12, 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we should see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost part of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. When he is come, he will find it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Now Jesus is talking to his generation and describing the great spiritual needs that they have. He says that they are a evil and adulterous generation that have no excuse. He said, Jonah preached to Nineveh, and they responded and obeyed. And he said, there's a greater than Jonah that's here. He's just saying, you have the greatest opportunity because you have Jesus the Messiah, and you've rejected that, this generation. Then he gives them this warning. He warns them about the problem of emptiness. Emptiness. And being in such a state that you cleanse yourself and you allow the work of the Spirit in your life to separate you from the things of the world, and you make a break and you cleanse yourself from all of that, but you never make the move to fill up your life with the things that God intends for you to. It's not enough to say no to the devil. It's not enough to say no to the world. We all need to do that. But when you clean up your life, then you must fill up your life with all of the wonderful things that God has for us. And the warning here is, if you don't do that, you can clean up your life, but if you don't fill up your life, then there's going to be an enemy that's going to come. And wherever there's an emptiness and a vacancy in your life, he's going to come in with a fury and try to take over once again. I've talked to you about this before, how that I have such a dislike for all the empty retail space on Main Street in London. And sad to say, it seems like it's becoming more and more of a problem. Just a few months ago, someone told me there were 10 prime retail spaces on Main Street that were available. I think it's more than that now. One of the places that bothers me the most is the one up there next to what used to be PNC Bank. Now PNC Bank is empty. And just before that, there's a white building that I'm not real sure what all was going to be in there, maybe a restaurant and a gas station. And it was built and never occupied. Never occupied. It's just empty. When you drive through London, there's just a lot of empty spaces. This morning I was in Hibbett's Brothers Plumbing, I had a little item I needed to get. I got it. They had it. Lowe's didn't have it. They had it. And then they said, you know, we're closing. I said, what? 6 weeks? We're selling everything. The building, merchandise, trucks. We're completely closing out. 6 weeks from now. And I thought, oh no, another empty space on Main Street in London. We need to pray against all this empty space on Main Street in London. Even the Lord would send in the right kind of people to open up businesses and to occupy those spaces. I just kind of mentioned that because the only thing more disheartening than the empty spaces in town is the fact that it's possible for someone to be a born-again Christian, to get saved, but not fill their life up with the things of God. You've made a break with the world. You've made a break with sin. You've cleansed yourself, which the Bible tells us to do that. Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, it says. And that's certainly what we are called to do, to come out from among them, be separate. We are to separate ourselves from the influences of this world. But that is only the beginning. It is only the beginning because we are to fill up our life with the things of God. Do you know if you have a vacant building and it stays vacant very long, that building will begin to deteriorate. There'll be little critters that'll start occupying it. I know of some buildings in town that have been empty for a long time and raccoons have taken over. Literally. And they're destroying those buildings. They can do so much damage. They've taken over. If it's empty, there'll be a lot of unwanted things come in. 1979, when Marcia and I moved back here, Erica was a baby, and Mandy wasn't here yet. Olive Miller's house down in Pittsburgh was available, and it had been empty for a little while, and we moved into it. Olive, Nanny Miller's house. Y'all know where that is? Down there? We moved into that house. Everything was going along just fine. Till one night, we heard a noise. We didn't know what it was, kind of a fluttering sound, and something was between our heads on the pillow. And I got up, and Marcia, without her glasses, she's blinder than I am. And she's down there like this going, what is that? It was a bat. And the bats had taken over the attic and the upstairs and had decided to join us downstairs. Obviously, we didn't live there that much longer. If something is unoccupied, it won't be unoccupied very long. Now, that's just empty buildings. I know of buildings in this town where the homeless go in there, where the drug addicts go in there and stay. Some of those buildings have been torn down in recent months. But I'm just telling you, if it's empty, it's going to be occupied. And the same thing is true of your heart, your life, your spiritual life. There's this emptiness, this vacancy in your life, and it has to be filled up with everything good. Amen. Amen. Jesus wants to come in and dwell inside of your life. You need to be filled up with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You need to be full of the Spirit of God. Colossians says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word of God needs to take up residence inside of your heart and in your life. God's word needs to occupy your life. The law of God, the word of God. Hebrews 8 and 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. There's no excuse for being spiritually empty. Amen. Amen. You know, I know that there's some music that's despicable and awful and not good for Christians, but there's some good godly music. And you can fill up your mind and your spirit with music that honors the Lord. Amen. You can listen to good teachers and preachers that will lift you up and edify you, and your heart can be filled up with the things of God. Amen. And we surely, all of us should be involved in, you know, reading the Bible and studying God's Word. Fill up the emptiness. Sure, you've cleansed yourself. You've emptied yourself of all of the things of this world that are not pleasing to the Lord. Jesus is saying this is a generation that stayed empty. And they didn't take advantage of all that was available to them. And so then, this demonic influence, it didn't just come back. It comes back in a fury and takes over. So it's the peril of an empty heart. What can happen when you don't fill up your heart with the things of God? Amen. And every one of us need to be doing that. Your heart, your spirit needs to be filled up with godly, spiritual, wonderful things that are available to all of us. And these days, there's no excuse for being empty in spirit. There's so much that is available to us. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "But after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning." They escaped the pollutions. They emptied themselves. They made a break with the things of this world. But they never began to fill up their life with good things, godly things, wonderful things that God has for us. Amen. And as a result, Peter says, the latter end was worse than the beginning. And he goes even further. Verse 21, "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." Amen. Separate yourself from the world. Make a break with the world. Turn away from that. But then turn toward God. This really is a message about sanctification. That's what it's all about. Yeah, sanctification is setting yourself apart from the world and unto Christ. Filling yourself up with the things of God. Amen. So you need Sunday school and church and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and you need Bible studies, and you need opportunities that God gives to you to fill up your heart and your mind with the things of God. So take advantage of opportunities to read and to study the Word of God. Participate in every opportunity that God gives to you to learn more about Him and fill up your heart and your mind with the things of God. Read your Bible. Listen to the Word of God. Fill your heart with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that the Word of Christ might dwell in you richly. Amen. Allow yourself to be filled. When we talk about being filled with the Spirit, we want people to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, but then we keep coming back to the altar again and again and again, because every one of us, we need renewing and refillings. We need to stay full, because if we allow ourselves to get emptied out, then we're going to be vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. Amen. Let your mind dwell on the things of the Spirit of God, things that are praiseworthy, things that honor the Lord, that glorify God. Fill up your life with godly things. Amen. Choose the things that you read and you watch carefully. Amen. Carefully. Periodicals, magazines, all these various things, constant barrage of the enemy against you and against your mind and against your spirit. So be on guard. The enemy wants to rob you of your spiritual life and your spiritual strength. So be on guard. Be careful. Amen. Our little grandbaby, she watches this little iPad, these little cartoons on an iPad. The other day, she was flipping around on that. I don't know, these kids, when they're 3 years old, they can get around on them better than we can. It's unbelievable. She's moving around on that thing and pushing buttons and turning to something else. And then I heard some things that I thought, what is that? What is that? Of course, she's innocent and doesn't know what it is, but she's got on something that is evil and wicked and awful. And her little spirit, I mean, I know she's not detecting it. She doesn't know it, but the enemy, he'd love to get a hold of her mind and her heart when she's 3 years old. He'd love to, because that's the attack. That's the liar, the enemy. So be on guard, be careful, and be intentional about it. Fill up your life and your heart and your spirit with good things. This warning of Jesus that he gave to that generation was a warning about being empty and not filling yourself up with the things that are so important. So important. Amen. Swept. Empty, swept, and garnished. That sounds good. All cleaned up, all purged from all the wickedness of this world. That sounds really good, but it's not good enough. You have to fill up your heart with good things. Amen. You need God's word. You need the things of the Spirit. Amen. You need the walk with the Lord and to be filling up your heart and your mind with the things of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Amen. I just want to encourage you. Every time you drive downtown and you see an empty retail space, that you remember, oh, I need to fill up my mind with the things of the Spirit. Amen. I need to make sure that I'm listening and reading God's word, and I'm taking all these things into my mind and my spirit and not the things of this world. God, help us to not be spiritually empty, but to be full. Amen. My prayer is that when we walk away on Wednesday night and Sunday morning and Sunday night, that we all could say, wow, I am so filled up with the things of God. I have just been so filled with the things of the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give him glory tonight and praise. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you've provided for the church, the body of Christ. And Lord, we thank you that we can fill our hearts and our minds with the truth of your word. We can meditate on it and learn it and glean from the truths of your word. And Lord, we can worship you in spirit and in truth and be filled every day with the things of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord, that we can sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and lift up our soul and make melody in our heart unto you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we can be in your presence anytime and anywhere, no matter what the circumstance. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is no excuse to be empty. No reason to be empty. Fill up your heart.